I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a woman in Falmouth who's trying to bring the farm-to-table movement full circle.
Usually on the local food report, we talk about getting local food into local mouths. But this week, we're going to talk about the other half of the equation, local food waste. According to the EPA, food scraps account for about 12% of municipal solid waste in the United States. Right now, in most places on the Cape, there are two ways we can deal with this. Either compost food waste in our backyards or throw it in the trash, where it's picked up by a disposal company and burned off Cape. But Falmouth resident Mary Ryther is offering a new way to deal with local food waste.
I drive around in a truck once a week. I do pickups on Fridays. I bring the customers a bucket with a lid, and they fill it and leave it out for me, and I bring them a clean one each week so there's no mess or hassle for them.
Mary's business is called Compost With Me. And the idea is to help those who don't have room to compost in their backyards keep their food waste in their local food shed.
This is the residential heap, and each day that I bring in fresh food, I dump it off of my truck in buckets here, and then I add what we call browns, waste that has full of carbon. So essentially, the food that you bring in is full of nitrogen. And to get the composting to work properly, you need to have approximately a 30-to-1 ratio of carbon to nitrogen.
In Mary's operation, browns are things she can find locally, like oak leaves, chaff from local coffee roasters, wood chips from a nearby tree company, and used bedding from a local horse farm. As for the food waste, she'll take almost anything.
I have a very long list of all the things I do collect. There are not a lot of things I won't take. I will take meat, bones, dairy, a lot of the things that people don't want in their residential compost. I will take those because they will break down.
This is because the bigger and healthier your compost pile, the more energy it creates.
The compost piles get very hot, around 160. We try to keep them cooking really hot for quite a while, and eventually even the avocado pits just kind of crumble.
Mary charges $25 a month for weekly residential pickups. For commercial customers, her goal is to be competitive with local trash haulers.
Typically, a 30-gallon trash can might be around $10, but then with added volume, that price goes down the more I pick up. If I know I'm going every day to the same place and picking up X amount of barrels, that could go down because I'm going making one stop and so on. So there's an economy of scale.
So what are some of the commercial sites that you work with?
Quicks Hole Tavern, Quicks Hole Taqueria in Woods Hole. Worked with the Landfall for a while. We also have, Woods Hole Child Center is one of my customers, too. So we have their snack cups and things. They buy 100% compostable paper cups. So those go into this. And they were here on a field trip recently, so they got to help dump it in to see where it ends up.
This kind of community involvement is important to Mary. Her goal is to complete a local cycle by adding table to farm to the farm to table equation. For households, this means anyone participating gets a quarterly delivery of compost as part of their pickup package.
The restaurants, by and large, don't want it back unless it's for their flower boxes or something, which I think we'll probably do in the spring. I will start selling the compost product when I get it, but right now I don't have a quantity enough to sell back to farms.
As the business grows, Mary's hoping not only to sell compost to local farms, but also to partner with them to create satellite compost piles next to their fields. This would help her expand her operation as it gets too big for her family farm, and would also mean local farms can grow food using food waste from local businesses.
You know, to create literally a sustainable cycle of bringing food waste here, composting it on site, returning it either to households or to local farmers. You know, we don't need to send it over the bridge, and we don't need to bring fertilizer here from over the, you know, don't need chemical fertilizer if you have this stuff.
Compost With Me is one of two licensed composting businesses on the Cape. The other is Watts Family Farm in Sandwich, which picks up local food waste from big businesses like Whole Foods and Stop and Shop. The EPA estimates that Americans throw away 14% of the food we buy, and that all but 2% of our food waste ends up in landfills. Mary's hope is that the table-to-farm movement can grow as fast as the farm-to-table movement has, and that someday soon, we'll see these figures start to change. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
If you go to our website, you can get more statistics about food waste and more information about what local groups are doing to cut back on food waste in our area. Just go to capeandislands.org. You'll also find a link there to our free podcast. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.